started. Johnny on the track. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here.
Hello and welcome back to the Willie P Show. I am so excited that you guys are here with me to start this thing off tonight. And I got a special guest that's in the studio with me. And he goes by the name of Mr. Ricky Rose Ross. What's happening, Ross?
Hey, how's it going, boss?
Oh, man, not a whole lot. It's all good, baby. You know what I'm saying? We're going to jump right into this thing, Ross. You know, did you by chance catch the game last night? You see LeBron do his thing last night?
I did. I was in my car picking some friends up from the air watching the game.
So you seen that triple-double that he came up with last night, huh? Was it impressive or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, it really – yeah, I think it's impressive. I mean, everyone's talking about Steph Curry now that it's his league, and you know what he's doing is really impressive. You know, his second back-to-back MVPs is nothing to scoff at for sure. But I mean, this is still a league with LeBron James in it, and I think people are starting to forget about him a little bit as one of the best ever, and not just in the game today. And you know, they like the new young boy in town, Steph, but they got to realize that big daddy LeBron is still here, and triple double is always impressive in the playoffs.
Hey, but hey, the babyface assassin is doing his thing though out west, though. You feel me?
He absolutely is. I just don't want him to forget about LeBron James.
All right, hey, but let's break it down. You know what I'm saying? Last night they defeated that Toronto Raptors, man. As a matter of fact, Cleveland, they are 10-0 in the playoffs. And
yeah.
Do you think that Toronto even got a chance?
I think they have a small chance just because I like Kyle Lowry. He's really coming to his own as a basketball player. He's taking over that team. DeRozan has been good, but not Kyle Lowry good. He has really turned into a superstar that can score 20 a night, can get around 5-6 assists, and really can take control of a basketball game. Unfortunately, I don't think they have the talent to stand up to Cleveland. So I think they still have a chance to take a few games, but I don't think they have a chance in the series.
I think their chances are slim to none, to be honest with you. I think if they do get a game at home, it'll be that first game back in Toronto with the crowd, you know, going nuts. And, you know, and like you said, DeRozan really had to step up his game along with Patrick Patterson. I mean, they have been getting no support from their bench. I mean, it's just been ugly, man. They've been in the game in the first half, but the second half of the third quarter, LeBron didn't just go to another level.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron's really just out there doing whatever he wants. I mean, DeMar Carroll's a good defender, but when you just leave him one-on-one with LeBron James, I mean, everyone could see what happens. It's just, you know, Cleveland's got more firepower right now as an overall team. I mean, even their bench is helping them out more than the Raptors' bench. The Raptors are all about their starting five, and when they're not producing at a high level, it's really a struggle for them.
I understand that. I'm going to get to a prediction in a minute, but hey, let's shift gears and go to the West Coast. Now, Lake Sun go to State in the first game. But then in the second game, Golden State came back and the babyface assassin put on a show in that third quarter and really put the game out of reach. Now, going back to OKC, you know, OKC can't let them get their foot off the gas because I'm going to tell you that those guys are just looking to come in and really take care of business in that first game back in OKC. I mean, I really predict that they will go in and steal that game.
I mean, I like both chances for both teams in this game because I'll say this first, the OKC crowd is nuts. I mean, they have a great attendance rate all year. It's the only thing they cheer for besides the Sooners in Oklahoma. I mean, they are really crazy about their Thunder basketball, and for good reason. They're a really, really good team. When Kevin Durant's rolling, you can't stop them. I mean, Golden State's rolling in there. They can win anywhere. They've proved it this season, obviously. But, I mean, they can't sleep on OKC. They got to roll in there with the momentum, as you said.
Absolutely. I tell you one key component to that, that the homestand that OKC has is Russell Westbrook. They go to me as he goes. Because if he's being more aggressive, I mean, a lot of people, he's taking a lot of hits on, you know, being aggressive, taking a lot of shots, but that's who he is. If he's not being aggressive, they don't win. If he's aggressive, they win.
Exactly. I would completely agree with that. I mean, that's the type of player Westbrook is. I mean, they say he's aggressive, and then he also puts up the highest assist numbers in the playoffs in general, which is 11 assists a game. That leads every other team in the playoffs, even the ones that are out. So, I mean, you can't just say, not you specifically, but a majority of people saying that he's just aggressive and sometimes he's out of control, taking too many shots. Well, he also facilitates really well. His last game, I was watching him facilitate the ball, and it was a great. He put on a show with his passing,
it was not just his scoring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was a masterpiece, man. He was outstanding. You know what I'm saying? But with all that being said, who are you taking in the Western Conference Finals?
What a hard question. I mean, I'm going to take Golden State just because I think they have a better overall team. And that's the team that I like to gravitate towards when they have a more complete team off the bench as a starting five, as a unit in general. I don't really like the 1-2 superstar and then people backing them up kind of thing. You know, I like the talent that Golden State has. They have depth. They have Iguodala. They have, you know, obviously Klay Thompson is one of their superstars, but you know, they have Harrison Barnes. I really like Draymond Green. I mean, the list just goes on and on for them.
Oh, yeah, with Sean Livingston. I mean, the bench is outstanding. They got the best bench in the game. So, okay,
absolutely.
We got Golden State in the West. We're going to pencil Golden State in. So, obviously, we're going to pencil Cleveland in. Now, we get to the NBA Finals. Now, here's where the problem lies for me in the NBA Finals. I know which way it went last year, you know, with, you know, no Kevin Love and no Kyrie. And
injuries, yeah.
You know, Bron had to carry the bulk of the load. Now, both teams are coming in healthy. Who do you have?
I was talking about this with my brother in the car on the way here, and I'm going to have to say Golden State. Unfortunately, after all that stuff I was talking about LeBron earlier, you know, I don't want anyone to sleep on them, and I think they have a good chance to take this series more so than last year because of how healthy they are. But as I said before, I think Golden State is just a better complete team than Cleveland. Cleveland obviously has the big three, which we've seen before, but we've seen a complete team take down a big three before, like the Dallas Mavericks did in 2011 as well. And I just think I really like the team dynamic they have going. They pass the ball really well, and when they do, they win, and they're getting back to that their last game with the Thunder, and I think they're going to stick with that with Curry being healthy.
Yeah.
Draymond Green playing at a high level, and Klay Thompson, he's going to get it going. I know he is. And they're just ready to explode. I still think they're going to beat OKC, and I think once they do, they're going to carry that momentum in. Cleveland has had soft matchups with Detroit and Atlanta, respectively. Detroit's a good young team. Atlanta's good, a good team, but they're not on Cleveland's level. So they've had a softer road to get there. Toronto's good team. I like Toronto. But it's just not like the storm that Golden State had to weather, and they know how to beat good teams, and they're going to.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you on how, you know, Cleveland has facilitated their wins against weaker opponents. And, you know, Toronto is actually missing maybe another player or two that can really compete with those guys. But when you still got the best player, to me, the best player in the game, I know a lot of people want to go ahead and crown a babyface assassin, the best player in the game. But I'm still not ready to give up on that guy that's in Cleveland. But I'm going to make a case for Cleveland. Obviously, I'm not going to give you my pick right now, but I'm going to make a case for Cleveland. last year, you know, no Kevin Love, no Kyrie. And like I said, LeBron was left with Dellen and Dover being his second primary scorer in that series. And he had to guard Steph, you know what I'm saying? But I have to look at it like this. You got Kevin Love, you know, since Tyronn Lue is taking over the helm for Cleveland, he has let Kevin Love go back to being Kevin Love. And, you know, it's really shown this throughout the whole season. And,
that
you know,
is true.
Kyrie is being Kyrie, you know what I'm saying? I mean, me personally, I think Kyrie can get match point for point with Steph when he gets hot. You know, he gets his in a different way. You know, he doesn't shoot as many threes, you know, but he is just as dominant with the ball as anybody that's in the game. Matter of fact, LeBron defers to him a lot, and you know, as a matter of fact, the last two or three games, he has deferred to Kyrie, you know, and let Kyrie.
I would agree with that on Kyrie. I would.
Yeah, and he's actually, you know, I mean, you have to look at it. Kyrie's younger, you know, and this guy can score the ball, Ross. You know what I'm saying? He can score the ball at an at an outstanding.
He's a dynamic player.
You
can go to the hole, you can shoot three. You can do either one.
Oh, yeah. But I'm going to go back and I'm going to make a case for them guys out in Oakland, man. Well, I really don't have to make a case for them guys. You know what I'm saying? They had the best record in the NBA. They had the best record in the NBA. The best season overall I've seen. I've been watching a lot of basketball, Ross. Been watching basketball at least over 25 years, okay? And I've never seen a guy that can shoot the ball like this kid, man. I mean, it's amazing how this dude can, when he crossed the half-court line, man, he's in his zone.
From anywhere.
And nobody
anywhere.
Can really touch him, you know what I mean? If he's determined, you know, like he should be on Sunday night when he gets to OKC, I expect him to explode out the gate. I don't see why he should let his foot off the gas coming out, you know, because if he does, and if, you know, if OKC hangs around and get that crowd in the game, it might be tough for him, but it makes for good basketball because in the end, Golden State will pull it out. You know what I'm saying?
I think so, too. Yeah.
But I'm going to go ahead and make my prediction also.
I got
to ride with the babyface assassin, too. Much as I love LeBron, man, but I'm going to hit you with this, though, Ross. There's something to think about, okay? When LeBron and lose this finals, he's going to take more of a hit on a financial end more so than a personal end for me, because look at the situation, okay? You got Steph, that's the reigning back-to-back MVP, and if they pull off the championship, they're going to be a back-to-back champ. And LeBron made over $300 million last year in just endorsements alone. So look at it from this standpoint. He's going to take that. They're going to be like, well, why are we feeding all this money to LeBron? He's not the best player in the world anymore. You know what I'm saying? This kid right here is the best player in the world. You know, back-to-back champs, and back-to-back best player in the league. So who would you give your money to? You know what I'm saying? Who would you get a big contract to?
Yeah. I mean, I see your point financially, but – yeah, I mean, I see your point financially, but I don't think that's what he's going to be thinking about. I think the whole reason he went back to Cleveland – was to win championships. He didn't do it as a PR move. He didn't do it, you know, to get more money. Obviously, he could have got max money, max deal anywhere else, including Miami, which he would have made more money than anywhere else. And no, he wanted to go home and he wanted to win championships, and that's what he's there to do. And I don't think financial things are in his mind anymore. He's a made man, 100% made man. Obviously, he still thinks about money, but I mean, championships is on his mind. That's the only thing on his mind right now, and I guarantee it. He is there to win the championship, and he's going to go just as hard as Steph is towards this championship. And they have the best shot ever in I think his Cleveland career than he's ever had to win that championship. And if he comes up empty-handed, then that's where I think he's going to hurt the most. He's going to hurt his pride. That's what's going to hurt.
I think it's going to crush him though, Ross, because matter of fact, to me, he's put all his eggs in this basket right here. You know, especially that they haven't been beat in the playoffs. These guys are playing at an all-time high level, and he's looking good, and they're looking good. So, and if they get to the finals and they face Golden State, and you have to look at it. Golden State has lost back-to-back games all year, and Golden State has home court advantage.
Yep.
So,
yep.
The odds are not in their favor. I mean, I know who he is, but the odds are not in their favor.
I would agree. I would agree. I don't think they're in their favor.
Well, Ross, I sure appreciate you, man, calling in. But, hey, we're going to continue this conversation now, or this good basketball conversation we have at a later time. I appreciate you calling in, bro. I'll holler at you next time.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Anytime.
All right.
All right. Take it easy.
And that was Mr. Ross on the Willie P. Show. I'm going to wrap this thing up by saying that I truly believe that Steph Curry will become the best player in the game, and he's good for the game. And this has been Willie P. on the Willie P. Show.
Start it. Johnny on the track. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, 500,000 for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here.